Motor voter laws, which tie voter registration to getting or renewing a driver's license, have been on the books since the 90s. But after just a quarter of California's registered voters cast ballots last June, a plan to expand and automate the process began moving quickly through the state legislature this year. Sonoma County Registrar of Voters Bill Rousseau says the change would require people to opt out of registering.
The first motor voter, their legislation made the DMV work with us on offering people the opportunity to register to vote when they sign up for licenses, etc. Now, this one's called Motor Voter 2, where every citizen that gets a driver's license would already opt in and be a registered voter.
New Secretary of State Alex Padilla is pushing hard for the measure.
What new motor voter calls for is exercising what new technology makes possible. If we have information on Californians who are citizens 18 years of age or older, we want to make the default a voter registration and afford people an opportunity to opt out of being a registered voter, but take down that one little obstacle, one little barrier between eligible Californians and then being able to cast a ballot in future elections.
He says this proactive approach could add millions of new names to California's voter rolls.
If we're successful in California to the same rate that Oregon, for example, expects to be, we can register upwards of 90% of the eligible unregistered Californians, meaning 6 million new voters.
The enabling legislation, AB 1461, is getting a high-profile joint hearing this week by the election committees of the Assembly and State Senate. If it is eventually passed, Rousseau says it should result in a sizable bump in registrations for Sonoma County.
It can be up to 20 to 30% more voters. So 20% would be another 48,000 voters. So that would get us close to over 300,000 registered voters, if that's the case.
The new law would also consolidate voter rolls for all 58 counties into a single statewide database, which would take some of the burden off local election offices. Rousseau explains how it would work.
A citizen goes to DMV and gets a driver's license, they're automatically registered to vote. The Secretary of State would get that file from all the new licensees that are registered. They'd send them a card asking them party preference and a few other things. That would be entered into the statewide database, and if they were a Sonoma County voter, they would come to our voter roll. Once they were on the voter roll, if the election covered where they lived, they would be registered to vote for that. Like a city election, they'd have to be in the city to vote on the city council and city initiatives.
But he adds, the new legislation, which would likely take effect before next year's primary, can only do so much.
Anytime we can get more people registered to vote is a good thing. The key is to get them engaged enough so they'll vote.
That's why Secretary of State Padilla is also backing further measures to encourage voter participation.
I envision a future in California where every voter will have their ballot automatically mailed to them. Vast majority of people will return their ballots that way, but for people who want to go in person, either to drop off their ballot or cast a fresh ballot, have voting centers throughout the city, throughout the county that voters can choose from based on what's more convenient for them.
All this would mean additional costs for printing and mailing in each election cycle, costs that everyone involved appears more than willing to pay. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.